You're listening to Write the Book. This is a bonus podcast episode of a conversation I had with Claire Benedict, owner of Bear Pond Books in Montpelier. Claire and I get together every once in a while for a chat about books. We talked in December, and Claire had a number of suggestions to make, one of which actually just came out in January. So I'm going to put that up as a podcast now. I hope that you enjoy.
The first book I'm going to recommend is my favorite book of the year. It's called A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. And it's just an amazing book, really a challenging book to read. There's a lot of difficult material in it, but it is a beautifully written book about friendship and intimacy and about surviving difficult things in life.
So when you say it's a difficult book to read, you mean sort of subject-wise?
Yeah, there's just some tough passages in it. It has there's a character who's been abused,
Okay. And
it's not always pretty to read.
Right.
But
I've heard a lot about
really
this book.
Beautifully written.
Yeah,
and it is very touching, very emotional. And I had an opportunity to talk with the author. And she talked about how literature is not allowed to be literature is not allowed to be really emotional anymore. It's very distant, and she defied that in this book, because it is very emotional, but without being overly sentimental. But very, very moving book.
Is it in the first person? I'm curious.
It is not.
Okay.
It is about four friends, men. So it's different that way, too, because
right.
We don't often get books about men's friendships.
Yeah.
Over time, they start at college students together, and it goes through middle age. And it's just about how friendships can, and love between friends can really sustain people, even through difficult times.
Mm.
So I highly recommend that. I just feel like it's a really special book. She's gotten a lot of great review attention for this. She got a MacArthur Genius Grant, and she was shortlisted for the National Book Award. But besides that, it was just—it's just kind of a brilliant book, and it's really just—it's very different than a lot of the books that are out there right now. So, it's very special.
Great. Okay. A Little Life. Hanya?
A Little Life. Hanya Yanagihara. She's a New Yorker, Asian American woman.
Okay, thank you.
So that was one of my favorites of the year. Another favorite of mine this year was A God in Ruins by Kate Atkinson, and it's a follow-up book to her Life After Life that came out, I think, 2 years ago that was really popular.
Yeah.
And A God in Ruins it's not a sequel, really, but it has some of the same characters in it. If you remember Life After Life, there was a younger brother who was a minor character. Well, he's the major character. He's the main character in this one. And it's all about his life after the war rather than Life After Life, mostly focused on before and during the war. And this is about the younger brother, Teddy, after the war.
Now, does this just follow a certain time trajectory, or does it have the same aspect of...
There's some flashbacks to the war.
But not like retakes on reality.
No,
okay.
It doesn't have that whole kind of surreal element to it.
Yeah, okay.
It's a little bit more of a grounded story, a little bit more linear.
Okay.
And so it's the same charming characters, but a different story. And I loved it. I liked it even more than Life After Life,
wow.
Which I liked a lot.
Yeah.
It's really a good read.
Okay, great.
There's a couple of Vermonters who have good books.
Okay.
One that just came out is called Hidden View by Brett Stanchu. And she lives in the Northeast Kingdom.
I'm going to have her on the show in a few weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's a good book. It's a novel about a woman who marries a maple sugar farmer.
Yeah.
And kind of not knowing what she's getting into. And it's a difficult life. It's a little bleak. The story is a little bleak, but...
is she a woman from a city, or is she...
No, she's a Vermonter, but she goes and takes on becoming a farm wife.
Okay.
Which was not what she was familiar with, but she was willing to help with. And It's hard. Being a farmer in the Northeast Kingdom is hard.
Yeah.
And they live on an inherited ramshackle farm, and really nice writing.
Yeah.
Really won't make you want to become a sugarer in the Northeast Kingdom, but they're poor and they're struggling, and there's the challenges
and
that go with that.
That's Screenwriters Press, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But really, really lovely writing, and really great sense of place, and
oh, good.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
Well done.
Great.
I like that
Brett
one.
Stanchu.
Another great Vermont book that came out a few months back is Feminist on Fire by Colleen Caron.
Right.
And I think you had her on your show as well.
Yes.
Also, great local writer, real feminist angle about a novelized story about her aunt who was a radical feminist in New York in the 70s, but also had mental illness. And really nicely written. I think the writing really elevates the story to kind of a special place.
Yeah.
I liked that one a lot,
a beautiful
too.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also kind of difficult subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always, not it's always.
So well done.
But yeah, I guess I like books that have sometimes
have
difficult
subjects.
Absolutely.
They're much more real.
It's a lot more interesting sometimes than just the happy books.
Yeah.
And speaking of the feminist angle, Gloria Steinem's new memoir, My Life on the Road, I've been reading, and just really, what an amazing woman, and she has great stories to tell, and she's just really interesting.
Yeah.
She's just, it's more fun to read than you'd think.
Yeah. She's in her 80s now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she's 80 or something.
Yeah.
Amazingly.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
So,
yeah, I want to read that because she was just such an icon when I was growing up, and my father sort of hated her.
Of course.
So, I want to read it. I bet her
yeah,
life is
and she's written other books before too, and this one's just she's kind of talking about all her travels and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's more storytelling than giving you a straight biography of her life.
Well, that's
but she tells stories from, the early days and childhood. And she's really had an amazing life. Like you said, she was such a big figure in the 70s in the feminist movement then, and that wave of feminist movement. And then, but she's been plugging away all along and doing some really interesting things, even if she hasn't been quite as out there in the news or if a lot of other feminist issues have kind of eclipsed what she's been doing. But she's an interesting character.
Yeah.
She's a good storyteller.
I've seen her speak on MSNBC. She was featured on, I think, maybe Chris Hayes, and she's still just so smart and eloquent and incredible. So great. Okay.
So
My
that's
Life
a
on
really
the Road.
Fun. My Life on the Road.
Okay, great.
There's another great memoir called What Comes Next and How to Like It that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
She's the author is Abigail Thomas. I think I have all female authors right now, which happens sometimes.
But the first one was four male narrators or four male characters.
Yes, four male characters written by a woman. So,
right.
So this one is Abigail Thomas. She wrote an earlier memoir called A Three-Dog Life. She's written a few memoirs. A Three-Dog Life was pretty popular. It was about when her husband got hit by a car and sustained a brain injury, and how she dealt with the aftermath of that, which was pretty difficult. So this is years later, and she's a little older, and she's, it's about what it sounds like, what comes next and how to like it. Things happen, divorces, sick husbands, sick children, betrayals of friends, this and
oh,
that,
wow.
A dog dies, things have happened in her life, but she's got this really incredible attitude, and it really, it's almost, her writing is so beautiful that it doesn't read like a self-help book or anything, and it's not supposed to be, but it's very inspirational on how to deal with life.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you a good feeling about being able to handle what life throws at you. And she's a great character. She's come here to the store, and for a reading, and you know, she's just, you gotta love her. You know, she's a little crusty, and she tells it like it is. She does not over sentimentalize anything. There's no, you know, at the end of her sad stories, there's no, but you know, I'm a better person for it, and everything is wonderful. None of that business is happening here. Huh. She's like,
but there is the how to like it aspect.
It's just how to deal with life rather than, you know, there's not a lot of, like, her finding inspirational lessons in, you know, or anything like that, or turning to God, or, you know, and getting all better. But it's you know, I guess I like the ones that aren't too sentimental.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
So that's Abigail Thomas. There's a great novel coming out in January. Elizabeth Strout, who wrote Olive Kittredge, which was such a huge hit.
And the Baker?
The Burgess Boys.
Burgess Boys. I liked that one, too, actually.
Yeah. She has a new book coming out called My Name is Lucy Barton. And I just loved this book. It's coming out the beginning of January, so just after the holidays. If you're looking for something to do in January, it's a very simple story. It's not long. It's about a young woman, or she's not so young, but she's a young mother, and she gets sick, and she has to go to the hospital, and they can't figure what's wrong with her, and she ends up spending like 9 weeks in the hospital, and she has a husband and two young children at home, and the husband's got to deal with the kids and his job, and he can't spend much time with her. So he calls her mother, who she hasn't actually seen in a number of years and talks to extremely infrequently, and she calls her mother to come and sit with her in her hospital bed.
Okay.
So they have to talk, and her mother doesn't talk much. They're from the Midwest. She grew up very poor, and her parents were pretty tough in a way that was more of that time. They were a little rigid and a little tough on the kids, and it was hard. It was hard for the kids to be, you know, the poor kids in the neighborhood, and so she and her mother sit in her hotel, in her hospital room. And they start to talk, and her mother tells stories about her childhood, and she tells them very differently than she remembers the stories. And it's not about a big confrontation between the two women, but it's a lot of the woman, Lucy Barton, comes to a lot of realizations about her mother and about her life, and she thinks back to her kind of sad childhood. Nothing horrible, just kind of sad childhood, and I don't know if I'm doing this justice, but the book is really kind of beautifully moving. Yeah. I just found it really, really touching. It's very, you get a real sense of this character. I guess she just writes the character
she
so
does
well.
That so well, doesn't she?
That you just really feel for this character. You kind of feel what she's going through, and she's not even a totally sympathetic person. She's a little difficult herself, and the whole setup of her husband not coming to visit her at the hospital, and her mother, who she doesn't talk to, and she has a father she talks to even less, and is kind of off-putting. They're just this odd family, but the character is just so wonderfully written, and you just feel the emotion of somebody who had a little bit of a sad start in life, and how they're working that into their pretty happy adult life with, you know, all the trappings of a happy adult life anyway. Yeah. A good job and a nice husband and nice kids and living in New York City and
health care for 9 weeks in the hospital.
And she does eventually get better.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, this is not about her suddenly dying for no apparent reason. So it's just beautifully done. I think it's like
great.
The reason people loved Olive Kittredge, I think they'll love Lucy Barton too. Mm-hmm. You know, Olive Kittredge wasn't a very sympathetic character at all.
Right.
She was really outright dislikable, but she really pulled you in with her descriptions.
Right. Yeah.
So you felt her even though you didn't like her very much. And I just love Elizabeth Strout. I think one of her earlier books is called Amy and Isabel.
Oh, right.
Which is about a mother and daughter, and a whole lot of other stuff, but
is there like a teacher?
Yeah, there's a teacher. The daughter has some involvement with her high school teacher, and the mother is raised the daughter as a single mother and is very worried that her daughter will become a single teenage mother herself, and reacts in a lot of ways that are not really a great way to raise a child, but you can understand why she would react that way given her situation. And it's the tension between the mother and daughter given these backgrounds. And I feel like it was a, kind of like an underrated story, because she was written before Olive Kitteridge when people didn't really know Elizabeth Strout too well. But it's a really good book. Really good, great characters. Great dynamic between the characters.
That's another good one.
It's an older one.
That's fine. We can do that. So, that sounds great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you.